What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven Today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. Want to thank you for tuning in today, making us a part of your day. We're going to go right into it. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25 is our scripture today, and today's podcast is called Labels. Fear and intimidation is a trap that holds you back, but when you place your confidence in the Lord, you'll be seated in the high place. Why are we so scared of being labeled? Why is there a need to constantly clarify what we mean to avoid being misunderstood? There are some things in life that we're just not going to get unless we're willing to be labeled. For example, just because we want to understand faith and we want all that faith has to offer doesn't mean we're extreme. Why can't we embrace God for who He is? Embrace the anointing. Why are we scared of confession? They can call us whatever they want. We want all faith, all confession, all miracles, all peace, and all joy. We want to understand the blessing of the Lord, and if they want to label us extreme, they can go for it. We must live without being concerned about being labeled or about what somebody else thinks. It's about time we stand for what God has said in His Word, no matter what others think. Remember that God is moving on our behalf, and we don't need to be afraid. What labels are you afraid of? How can you overcome your fear of others and remember that God will keep you safe? You know, I think this is especially important when you're dealing with cancel culture, right? We are in a day where people are scared. They're scared to be labeled. This is probably the only day in human history where if you stand on the Word of God and preach the Word of God and believe the Word of God, then you're going to be called hateful, bigot, racist, whatever. Because those values, those traditional Judeo-Christian values have been under attack and under siege, especially in North America, for, 10 to 20 years, and it's only getting worse. I believe with all my heart that sin separates you from God, right? I believe that same-sex attraction is sinful, right? Those are things that you believe, right? I believe that, aborting babies is murder. Like, I believe those things. I believe that those things clearly line up with the Word of God. We are living in a day where if you say those two statements, you're considered hateful or, a bigot, right? And so the truth is, it's none of those things when you stand on God's Word. But you've got to be willing to not back down in fear of a belief, right? I didn't write the word, He did. But if the devil can get enough Christians to be quiet, to not be bold about their faith, not be courageous about their faith, then in a way, the enemy wins, right? He gets your mouth closed. He, affects you from leading others into freedom. And, what I'm not saying is you need to be vocal and arrogant and irritable and, you're a pompous, crazy maniac. But what I am saying is there needs to be a silence in you, a strength in you, a resolve in you that this is a non-negotiable, right? And so when you really speak truth, people will be set free. But as long as truth is debated in these Christian circles, we can't have real move of God. We can't have, a real moving of God's power, because you've taken truth and made it subjective, and it's not. It's truth. Truth is truth. It doesn't change based on popularity, right? There's not a moment that truth's convenient. Hey, I believe if I stand on these truths now, it's going to be well accepted. That's never the case, right? The reason that there was crucifixions was because of this, right? Faith would stand trial. Persecution is real. I was reading a letter from a pastor in Pakistan writing to the North American church, and they just said, God is speaking to us and showing us that real persecution is going to hit the Western nations, like real religious persecutions. And is basically pastors in Pakistan hearing from God, and they're saying, get ready, church. I don't think you're ready. Are we really ready for persecution? Are we really ready to be labeled? I don't think so. We think persecution is like you took prayer from school, as if the school is the reason that we're believing this stuff. Think about it. We don't know what it's like to really be persecuted or to really have our faith on trial because, for the most part, you're free to believe in America. You're free to believe. You're free to say what you want within reason. And meaning religious freedoms are still intact. But the truth is, they're under siege as long as you're scared to speak truth. And so today is not the day to cower on the water cooler or to act like something that wrong is right. We're not doing that. You can be a light wherever you are. You can be a light. If everybody at your job wants to go out drinking on Friday, that doesn't mean that's what you do. You got to stand. You got to be a light. You got to let God shine through you so hurting people can be set free. And so, again, today, if you want to be liked by everybody, you're not going to stand for God. If you're going to be liked by everybody, you're not going to move many mountains. truthfully, people that stand on faith, they are willing to be labeled. And no matter what the label is, as long as you're being true to the gospel, pure motive, pure heart, God's with you, protect you. And I believe you can have greater power in Jesus' manifestation in your life. And so, Father, we just thank you today for our words. We thank you for our life that, you know, each and every person listening within the sound of my voice, that we would be the light in dark places, God, that we would be willing to be labeled whatever comes as long as you're being glorified in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Come on, that's it for today. As always, thank you for tuning and to Engage Heaven today. I'm out.